Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. King of Wrath by Anna Huang is the electrifying opening to the Kings of Sin series, inviting readers into a world of passion, power, and peril. This arranged marriage romance novel spins a tale of two individuals thrown together by circumstance, but bound by an undeniable connection. With its intricate plot and complex characters, Huang expertly weaves a narrative that is both captivating and emotionally resonant, making it a must-read for fans of the romance genre. As the first book in the series, it sets a high bar for the sequels, promising more intrigue, romance, and drama to come. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, arranged marriage as a catalyst for love. In King of Wrath, the concept of arranged marriage serves as a vital plot device, showcasing how two complete strangers, bound by familial duties and obligations, navigate their way towards understanding, respect, and eventually love. This scenario not only heightens the tension and drama inherent in the narrative, but also explores the complex dynamics of power, control, and vulnerability. Huang skillfully depicts the transformation of the protagonist's relationship from one of convenience and necessity to one of mutual support and desire, illustrating the potential for love to emerge in the most unexpected of circumstances. The depiction of arranged marriage in the narrative serves as a mirror to societal and cultural expectations, challenging traditional notions of romance and partnership, and ultimately offering a nuanced exploration of love's transformative power. Secondly, the power dynamics in relationships, central to the narrative of King of Wrath, is the exploration of power dynamics within relationships, especially in the context of an arranged marriage, where the balance of power is initially skewed. Anna Huang delves into how power can influence and shape a relationship, affecting communication, trust, and intimacy. The novel portrays the journey of its characters as they learn to navigate and negotiate these dynamics, striving for a balance that respects both individuals' needs and desires. This exploration raises poignant questions about autonomy, consent, and equity in relationships, encouraging readers to reflect on their own perceptions of power and partnership. Through its characters' development, the story underscores the importance of equality and mutual respect in building a healthy, sustainable relationship. Thirdly, personal growth and self-discovery. At the heart of King of Wrath lies a profound narrative of personal growth and self-discovery. Through the tumultuous journey of its protagonists, the novel highlights how love and relationships can become catalysts for individual transformation. Huang masterfully illustrates how facing challenges, overcoming vulnerabilities, and stepping out of comfort zones can lead to profound self-awareness and growth. The character's evolution is skillfully portrayed, showcasing the ways in which personal change is intertwined with the development of their relationship. This thematic focus not only enriches the narrative, but also offers readers valuable insights into the complexity of human nature and the potential for growth in the face of adversity. Fourthly, the role of family and tradition. Family and tradition play crucial roles in shaping the narrative and characters' decisions in King of Wrath. The arranged marriage at the core of the story is deeply rooted in familial obligations and cultural expectations, highlighting the influence of external forces on personal choices and relationships. Anna Huang delves into the complexities of upholding tradition while striving for personal happiness, presenting a nuanced portrayal of the protagonist's struggles to balance societal expectations with their desires. This aspect of the novel prompts readers to consider the impact of family dynamics and cultural traditions on their lives, inviting a reflection on the tension between individual autonomy and collective identity. Through its exploration of these themes, King of Wrath enriches its romantic narrative with deeper social and cultural insights. Lastly, the psychological depths of characters. In King of Wrath, Anna Huang does not shy away from delving into the psychological depths of her characters, offering readers a window into their complex emotions, motivations, and backstories. This approach lends a level of depth and realism to the narrative, as characters grapple with their inner demons, past traumas, and fears. Through their journey, Huang explores themes of vulnerability, resilience, and redemption, showcasing the human capacity for change and healing. The psychological exploration enriches the story, making the characters' actions and reactions more understandable and relatable. This focus ensures that beyond the romance and drama, King of Wrath is a story about real, flawed individuals navigating the complexities of life and love. In conclusion, King of Wrath by Anna Hwang is a compelling narrative that transcends the typical boundaries of the arranged marriage trope, offering readers a deeply emotional and thought-provoking journey. With its rich exploration of power dynamics, personal growth, the impact of family and tradition, and the psychological depths of its characters, it is a novel that will appeal to a wide range of readers. Those who are fans of romance with a complex plot, as well as readers interested in stories about personal transformation and the intricacies of human relationships, will find this book especially captivating. King of Wrath not only provides an enchanting love story, but also invites reflection on broader themes that resonate with real-life challenges and aspirations. As such, it can offer valuable insights and inspiration for navigating one's own journey toward self-discovery and fulfillment. If you would like to support Anna Hwang, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.